From the KCIW Newsroom, Newsbreak. Another contentious Board of Commissioners meeting on June 23, 2021. Commissioner Court Boyce accused Treasurer Dave Barnes of conducting a political witch hunt. All of this because of a check for $3,276 written to Mr. Boyce from county funds. Barnes believes Boyce went behind the backs of other commissioners to get money that doesn't belong to him, and he sued Mr. Boyce to get that money back. Their 15-minute exchange follows.
Good morning. I'm David Barnes. I'm the county treasurer. Since we're on the topic, I'd like to talk about Monday's court hearing. I'm a retired certified internal auditor and a highly experienced fraud and theft investigator. I was appointed to my office 5 months ago by unanimous order of this board. I have no agenda other than act in the best interest and the service of the citizens of Curry County in the performance of my duties, one of which is to be the custodian of all county funds. When I see, based on my lengthy experience, the county funds have seemed to have been taken improperly, I believe it is my duty as their custodian to seek their return to the county coffers by whatever means necessary. On Monday morning, small claims case of Curry County Treasurer's Office versus Court Boyce was heard by Judge Andrew Combs. Due to the judge's interpretation of authority of the treasurer under ORS, he dismissed the case. But before he did, he made some rather important and damning comments. First, he stated that based on the information in the treasurer's filing, small claims was the wrong court. He stated the case should have been filed in circuit court. Just so you know, circuit court is where they hear criminal cases, not civil ones. After hearing the matter in which payment was authorized, Judge Combs declared it to be a violation of the rules of professional conduct for attorneys and recommended that a complaint be filed with the State Bar Association for loss of license against the county's previous counsel. Not discipline, not suspension, he went right to loss of license to practice law. As a side note, possibly anticipating this, previous county counsel resigned his bar membership and gave up his ability to practice law or give legal advice shortly after retiring. Whether it was previous counsel or the previous director of operations succumbing to Boyce's badgering, her word, who initially approved advancing is irrelevant at this point. Neither is currently employed by the county. But previous counsel's memo begins, Court Boyce has submitted a request for payment of litigation expenses. You are authorized to certify just such claims. Twice the Board of Commissioners heard Boyce's claim, and twice they declined to make this payment. And yet at Boyce's request, previous counsel composed his memo. He did so without obtaining the consent of Commissioners Pash and Gold and acted against their and the citizens' interests, hence the above-mentioned violation of rules. When first presented with this back in December, the district attorney advanced it to the Oregon Department of Justice as a criminal referral. An investigator with the sheriff's office reached the same conclusion about criminality after reviewing the file. And Monday, Judge Combs provided the third opinion that the matter in which Boyce's payment was obtained appears to be a criminal matter. While he may never be prosecuted and justice may never be served, make no mistake that in the order for Boyce to receive $3,276, which the Board of Commissioners, the governing body of this county, twice expressly denied, three professionals have all asserted that crime was seemingly committed. Commissioner Boyce was the beneficiary of that crime. This is just another action to bring shame on Curry County. Behavior at the last meeting during testimony was unprofessional and insulting to both staff and citizens. That he be allowed to remain as chair, I find inconceivable, and request immediate removal as same. Thank you.
So, Mr. Barnes, your interpretation of the judge's ruling is dramatically different. Let's get the trial transcript. Let's play it for the community. He also said it's politics at its worst.
I don't understand why he made that comment, sir.
Well, I think it's obvious why he made that comment, the same reason you're here today.
It has nothing to do with politics, sir. You make things about politics. I do not. I'm here to serve. I have no agenda. I have no political ambition. I was put in this office reluctantly because you had no one else to take it.
You continually, sir, make false statements. As late as Monday with what he said. He didn't say that Council Huddle should be barred. That's ridiculous. He barely referenced it, that would be up to you or somebody else to challenge on that. He did not make that recommendation. He also said that you had no right as a county treasurer under the ORSs that he defined and described to bring this before the board, without bringing it before the board, for moving the trial forward, okay? So, I mean, we can go on and on. Your interpretation is dramatically different, and it is sad that you've come up here as appointed county treasurer and continually barrage this. This is number nine in what you have been partially connected to on coming after me, and it is political, and it needs to stop at some point in time.
Sir, it has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with my duties that I swore to uphold as the treasurer of this county. You're the one who makes things political, okay? Not I.
You've said several assumptions. You've said several things that are not true in that trial, okay? Go back and get the transcript and get your information correct. I think
you're, are you calling me a liar, sir?
I'm telling you, you are misinterpreting the I've seen you say some things that are absolutely untrue, okay? And today is a perfect example. Go back and do the transcript. Thank you.
You're calling me a liar then, sir.
You know what? You're the one that is here coming after me and saying things to the public that are dramatically untrue. And that's one of the reasons, one of the four or five reasons the judge ruled the way he did. Bring it up on a civil case. Did you also mention that the Department of Justice had a declination letter?
I did, sir.
Who received that, may I ask?
The district attorney received it.
Okay, I haven't seen a copy of that. Have you?
Yes.
Why did you receive a copy and not me?
I'm the one who asked.
Or the board, or even county council. Why has nobody seen that? And this isn't behind the scenes?
No, it was not done behind the scenes,
sir. Why do you
think
they declined to pursue this? And you just used the term again, criminal activity. That is so unbecoming of a county official and so wrong and so defamatory and so continual. But I'm not surprised, because you do it all the time and you've done it for 2.5 years. I don't know what the basis is that you think is going to bring this county together. But
the only thing that's going to bring this county together, sir, is your removal from the chair and possibly from this board of commissioners.
Yeah, okay.
You are the divisive person here, sir.
Why don't you take it to civil court if you think you have a strong case?
I did take it to civil court, sir.
Excuse me, criminal court. Why don't you take it to criminal court?
I attempted to, and I will attempt to do so again based on the judge's findings the other day.
Okay.
I plan on refiling. Like I said, my duty here is to, I believe the money was taken improperly. Okay, I believe that you took it. I believe that
that I took it.
Did I
sign the check, sir?
I believe you did. Yes, you cashed the check.
You spoke out against that lawsuit. But let's just see you in court, okay? I'm anxious for another opportunity to defeat you and your group again. Thank you.
Well then let me say right now, Commissioner Herzog, Commissioner Pash, I ask you for the authority. Please give me the authority to pursue this. Please give me the authority to sue Commissioner Boyce so that we can hear this in civil court.
I have a comment.
Gordon Clay, you're next, sir.
I have a comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
My comment is this, for the public's knowledge. The judge declined to move forward with this case, and his statement was, and I'm not going to quote, but it's very close to a quote, it is strictly procedural is why he was dismissing this, that as a treasurer, the treasurer was not the final authority to approve a lawsuit that the Board of Commissioners was. That's why it was removed from the docket and dismissed, was strictly procedural. I think it's a matter of transparency for the public, and I personally would like to see the facts of this case brought out to the public. So that like Commissioner Boyce just said, let's get it out there and find out. This is a matter of law. Was it legal or not? At two different times, the Board of Commissioners voted not to pay this money to Commissioner Boyce. It inevitably was paid several months later, and the invoice was never signed by a commissioner to verify that they agreed with that. So, again, Mr. Barnes brought this. The judge said, Mr. Barnes, you're not legally allowed to bring this. You're not the final voice of the county. The commissioners are. And for transparency to this public, so the public gets full information as to what happened, how it happened, who was paid, and how much was received, I think it should go before a court and let a court decide this, not a board of commissioners, not a treasurer, not one commissioner, not an attorney. Let a judge hear this case and get it over with, and I would like to ask that this board approve it to go in front of a legal court in the state of Oregon for a final judgment on this.
So the county's already spent thousands of dollars
Well, I'm asking if I can get a board.
You want to spend another $1,000. Here's something you can read that shows, and this will go before the public, that shows 9 different attempts to unseat me, lawsuits, alleged ethics violations, complaints to another state agency. The list goes on and on and on. Yes, Mr.
I believe that Mr. Pash has a motion that he was putting forward. I think we need to decide if we're going to move forward with that motion before any...
That needs to be an agenda item. It can't just suddenly be all of out of nowhere here.
I'm just asking, Commissioner Herzog, would you give a verbal?
No, sir.
Of course not.
It's just...
You don't think the citizens deserve to know what really happened?
They can go get the trial transcript. There's 3 of them. There's 4 of them.
There was no trial on this yet. The facts are not out. Actually, when
let
the
him,
judge...
Let them review
if
for
you
themselves.
Go look at the transcript,
it is available to the public.
When Judge Combs started to hear that the Board of Commissioners said no twice, he made references to it several times on the record, and then said, well, you know what? Actually, I shouldn't hear this because it was wrongly filed.
He didn't
Two
say
Two legal agencies... said they would report this for a criminal, a detective.
Get the trial transcript, word for word, Commissioner.
A detective investigated
on
this
and
case
on and on.
And said they would refer it for criminal charges. All I'm saying is let a court of law hear the case. That's all I'm asking. Wouldn't you want to hear that? Don't you want to know all the facts?
Commissioner Herzog.
Since I've been here, I'm sorry to say this is just... another brick in the wall to tear down Curry County. The facts that I've heard from Sheriff's Office, they've taken it to DOJ, Department of Justice for Curry County. Nobody has touched this. John Huddle said, Anthony Pope has said, told you before the trial on Monday, don't do this.
No, he didn't. He never said that to me, sir.
I apologize for putting words in Anthony's mouth, but he...
Actually, Anthony Pope has taken an arm's length on this and refused to comment on it. He has made no comment to me on this. He, as the county council, he's a counsel for all and none, and he has gone to great lengths to keep himself from knowing what's happening in this.
So, Judge, Department of Justice, I think Josh... Spansel has spoken to this,
and all have said that it should be as a criminal is should be a
the,
criminal
the
referral.
DOJ said no, Dave.
Huh?
The DOJ, the Department of Justice for the state of Oregon, said no.
And they said no because they are not an investigative agency; they're a prosecutorial agency, and they did not have enough evidence. They need somebody to do the investigation first, and then bring them evidence, and that's why they declined.
I wish I had $3,200 extra dollars I would just to get this. This is
never going to stop.
It's a witch hunt that I'm not going to be a part of.
So you support
Mr.
the improper
Barnes,
taking of county funds?
Mr. Barnes, the December 19th, 2018 budget committee is 5 hours long. There's nothing in there that you just said went before the commissioners. It's not in that 5 hours. So you need to go look on that, number one. Number two, on the 522 Board of Commissioners meeting, Sue Gold voted no after she's the one that led the lawsuit. I abstained so I wouldn't be voting on my own reimbursement. Commissioner Pash made the motion and then abstained. Go back and look, it's all on video.
Look, sir.
Okay.
And you know why?
Is that not what happened, okay, gentlemen?
I abstained because you were in my house and we worked on this to try and help you out of it.
What are you talking about? You always bring up, sir, that we were in your
house. I was there also, sir.
So what bearing does that have on the Department of Justice?
That's why I abstained,
or anybody else?
I had inside information about this, and I felt it would be wrong for me to vote yes or no on it at that point because I helped to work on
the case. See you in court, okay? This has got to go.
This is under public comments. 3 minutes is up. I'm saddened.
So am I. Deeply.
Because you lost,
sir.
And you keep losing. You keep losing.
I didn't lose anything, sir.
You have an agenda, and it's obvious by this meeting today. You're angry, you are misplaced, and you are wrong in all of your assumptions. And I would like to have a copy, please, of that Department of Justice declining
letter. Ask the district attorney for it, sir. It was addressed to him. I don't have the right to forward it.
You've been listening to an excerpt of the June 23rd Curry County Board of Commissioners meeting. You can watch the entire meeting by going to the county's website. You can find it at co.curry.or.us/ and by clicking on Curry County Civic TV. For KCIW News, I'm Lori Gallo-Stoddard.